Good morning and welcome to the Central Puerto's conference call following the results announcement for the fourth quarter ended on December 31st, 2021 and full year 2021. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralpuerto.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the Central Puerto's corporate website. Before we proceed, please be aware that all financial figures were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are stated in Argentinian pesos unless otherwise noted. It is worth noting that the financial statements for the fourth quarter, ended on December 31st, 2021, include the effects of the inflation adjustment. Accordingly, the financial figures mentioned during the call, including the data from previous periods and the growth comparisons, have been stated in terms of Argentine pesos of the end of the reporting period. Also, please note that certain statements made by the company during the conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer to you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Central Puerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable securities laws. To follow the discussion better, please download the webcast presentation available on the company's website. Please be aware that some numbers mentioned during the call may be rounded to simplify the discussion. On the call today from Central Puerto is Fernando Bonet, Chief Executive Officer, Enrique Tarnillo, Chief Financial Officer, Milagros Grande, Financial Manager, and Nicolas Maki, Investor Relations Officer. And now I'll turn the call over to Fernando Bonet. Mr. Bonet, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome. We are joining you today with our management team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on the results of the fourth quarter 2021 and the full year, and then answer any question you may have. I would like to begin today's call by analyzing the recent events, the industry in general, and finally, the operative figures of the fourth quarter and full year 2021. Milagros will present the most recent financial news and results. First of all, I would like to comment on the last development in the industry. As you can see on page 3, in terms of installed capacity, the system reached 42,989 megawatts in the fourth quarter 2021, resulting in 2% increase compared to the fourth quarter 2020. Mainly based in new renewable projects, which added 1,000 megawatts to the system, with a breakdown of 70% wind and 30% solar. As of December 31, 2021, the installed capacity continued to be 59% thermal, 25% hydro, 12% renewables, and 4% nuclear. In fourth quarter 2021, energy generation increased 1% to 35,530 gigawatts hour compared to 35,133 gigawatts hours in the fourth quarter 2020, mainly due to 1% increase in hydro, 22% increase in renewables, and 45% increase in nuclear, partially offset by a decrease of 7% in thermal. Renewables rise was due to a new installed capacity, and nuclear's improvement is due to a higher availability of Atucha 2, which had its maintenance during fourth quarter 2020. For thermal, there was an overall lower availability, 78%, for the fourth quarter 2021 compared to 82% from the third quarter of 2021 and 79% in the fourth quarter of 2020. During the fourth quarter 2021, the main sources of energy generation continued to be thermal and hydro, with a share of 60% and 18% respectively. Meanwhile, renewables keep growing and represent 14%, 2% more than in the fourth quarter 2020. Finally, on page 4, energy demand increased 6% up to 33,472 gigawatt hour compared to 31,432 gigawatts in the fourth quarter of 2020, where the industry and grid demand rise 7%, the commercial demand grew 7%, and the residential demand increased in 6%. There were increases in all demand segments. The rise in commercial and industrial demand in the fourth quarter of 2021 is attributed to a recovery of the economy activity and lower restrictions imposed by the government. All 3 months of the quarter show comparative increases. As of fourth quarter of 2021, and in terms of demand structure, 44% is represented by residential users, 28% is represented by commercial, and the remaining 27% is related to great demand and industrial. Going now to our key performance indicator for the quarter, as you can see on page 5, energy generation during the fourth quarter 2021 was 3,727 gigawatt hour of electricity, 2% lower than in the same period of 2020. The decrease was mainly caused by a 29% drop in energy generation from Piedra El Águila plant due to a significant decrease of water inflow as the result of the drought in Argentina and the region, and 3% decrease on renewable generation, mainly due to a lower wind in some of our wind farms. This was partially offset by a decrease, by an increase, sorry, of 5% from our thermal units due to Terminal 6 full operation and a higher availability of our Mendoza steam and gas turbines. Steam production during the fourth quarter 2021 increased 36%, totaling 360,411 tons produced due to a good performance of Luján de Cuyo cogeneration plant and Terminal 6 full operation. Regarding the availability of our thermal units, during the fourth quarter 2021, it increased 88% in line with the strong availability history of Central Puerto's equipment. As a reference, the market average availability for the thermal units for the fourth quarter 2021 was 78%, according to data from CAMESA. Finally, I will refer to our key performance indicators of the full year at the state on the page 6. In 2021, generation remained stable with 4,392 gigawatts produced compared to 4,331 gigawatts for the same period of 2020, where the main variation were an increase of 7% or 697 gigawatts in the thermal machines due to Terminal 6 production, the recovery to average operation of the Siemens brand combined cycle in Luján de Cuyo from the failure occurred in the second quarter of 2020, and a higher generation from the steam and gas turbines from Mendoza Power Plant and Buenos Aires Power Plant. And 18% or 240 gigawatts increase in renewables as a result of the full previous operation of Genoveva 1, Manque, and Olivos. This was partially offset by a 25% or 1,877 gigawatt decrease in hydro generation from Piedra El Águila, due to a lower water flow, as explained before. Steam production improved 12% and reached 1,208,923 tons during 2021 compared to 1,081,959 tons of 2020 as a result of Luján de Cuyo good performance and Terminal 6 full operation. During 2021, availability of our thermal units remained stable, 89%, same as the same period of 2020, showing a robust average availability in the last years and performing above the average of the market, which was 81 for the whole system. 81% for the whole system. Sorry. And now I will turn the call over to Milagros, who will comment on the financial.
Thank you, Fernando. I will now comment on the results of fourth quarter of 2021 and the full year. Going now to the results for this quarter, as you can see on page 8, our revenues were 14.1 billion as compared to 14 billion during the fourth quarter of 2020. This 1% increase was mainly due to, first, a 32% increase in sales under contract, which totaled 9.5 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021, as compared to 7.2 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2020, mainly due to the full COD of Terminal 6 and La Genoveva 1. And second, a 6% increase in steam sales, which totaled 0.38 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021, compared to 0.36 billion pesos from the same period of 2020. Higher inflation adjustment over the peso depreciation during this period concealed a 36% increase of the steam production as per Terminal 6, COD, and Mendoza's good performance. This was partially offset by a 36% decrease in spot sales, Energía Base, which resulted in a 3.9 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021 as compared to 6 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2020 due to a lower hydro generation and a decrease in production from Central Puerto combined cycle and some of its steam turbines. These were partially offset by the temporary additional income related to Resolution 1037. It is important to highlight that during fourth quarter of 2020, Terminal 6 produced as an open cycle and was remunerated under Energía Base Resolution. Going to page 9, we can see the changes in our EBITDA, excluding impairment and FONI effects difference and interest, which was 11.1 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021, compared to 9.2 billion pesos of fourth quarter of 2020. This 26% increase was driven by the following changes. First, a 29% decrease in administrative and selling expenses, totaling 0.9 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021 as compared to 1.3 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2020. This was mainly due to a 0.2 billion pesos drop in taxes and a 0.1 billion pesos reduction in maintenance expenses. Second, an 11% in depreciation and amortization that totaled 2.8 billion pesos during the fourth quarter of 2021. Third, to an 85% decrease in foreign exchange difference on operating assets, mainly related to trade receivables due to a lower depreciation of the Argentine peso in this quarter. Fourth, the reverse of CAMMESA's penalty related to Terminal 6, totaling $4.4 million. And fifth, the positive result from the sale of property, plant, and equipment. Consolidated net income was 0.85 billion pesos compared to a consolidated net income of 0.82 billion pesos in the same period of 2020. In addition to the factors mentioned before, the net income was affected by, first, a lower financial income that amounted 1.3 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021 compared to 3.5 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2020, mainly due to the reductions of net gains on financial assets at fair value. Second, a higher income tax for the period, which grew 50%, as totaled 2.4 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021 compared to 1.6 billion pesos in fourth quarter of 2020. This was mainly due to the changes in the corporate income tax rate and the cancellation of the certain deferred tax assets. And third, was positively impacted by lower financial expenses, which amounted 2.7 billion pesos during the fourth quarter of 2021 as compared to 9 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2020. As there were less foreign exchange difference due to a lower depreciation of the Argentine pesos during the quarter and a lower U.S. dollar denominated debt balance. FONI collection totaled 1.8 87 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2021, including VAT, associated with the funny trade receivables for Vuelta de Obligado plan. The amounts are being collected on time and according to the signed contract. Going to page 11, you can see our cash flow for 2021. Net cash provided by operating activities was 26 billion pesos. This included 8.9 billion pesos in collection from Vuelta Obligado installments. Net cash used by investing activities was 6.9 billion pesos, mainly due to the construction of Terminal 6, loss from the sale of short-term financial assets, partially offset by the sale of property, plant, and equipment. Additionally, on the financing side, 19.2 billion pesos were used to loan payments for 12.9 billion pesos and interest payments for 4.2 billion pesos. Finally, on page 12, we can see the key financial figures for the full year. Revenues decreased 1% to 57.1 billion pesos for 2021 compared to 57.5 billion during 2020. The decline in revenues was mainly affected by a lower hydro generation as described before, offset by a greater production from thermal and renewable sources, mainly due to Terminal 6 and La Genoveva 1. Another positive impact that couldn't offset inflation impact on costs was the 29% tariff increase for Energía Base and the temporary additional income related to 1037 resolution during the last quarter of the year. Adjusted EBITDA, impairment, and FONI effects. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding impairment and FONI effects, different and interest for the 2021, reached 35.3 billion pesos compared to 39.4 billion pesos in 2020, mainly due to a lower gross profit and operating income as a result of the higher cost of sales related to more purchase of fuel and spare parts and increase of cost production. Also, it was negatively impacted by a lower FX difference and interest on trade receivables. Finally, consolidated net loss was 0.6 billion pesos in 2021 compared to a gain of 10.5 billion pesos in 2020, mainly due to losses on net monetary position, less financial income as a result of lower gains on financial assets, higher taxes, and losses from associates, particularly from Ecogas. All this was partially offset by lower financial expenses. FONI collections totaled 8.2 billion during 2021. Thank you, and now we invite you to ask any questions to our team.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for questions. If you have any questions or comments, please press star 1 on your phone at this time. We do ask that while posing your question, please pick up your handset if you're listening on speakerphone to provide optimum sound quality. Once again, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 1 on your phone. Please hold while we poll for questions. The first question comes from Frank McGann from Bank of America. Your line is live.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for the presentation. I was wondering if you could just perhaps discuss what you think or how, as you look out over the next, you know, over the four quarters of 2022, do you have expected maintenance that will affect that's planned that would affect the level of generation that you could have? And comparing year over year versus last year, how should are there any specific periods that are going to have, you know, better comparisons or any additional generation that we could expect from any of the units as we go out over the next several quarters?
Okay, thank you, Frank, for your question. In terms of new maintenance or CapEx during this year, the 2022, we are not expecting big maintenance periods for our big equipment, the command cycles. In fact, the major maintenance took place last year in 2021. So we are not expecting big maintenance for the combined cycles, the one in Buenos Aires and the other in Mendoza. And in
In terms of generation, we are not seeing big change on hydro. We see more or less that we are having these low inflows, so the hydro will. We are not seeing a recovery there, or at least a big recovery. And in terms of thermal, of course, we are expecting more generation for our Terminal 6 project, which started operation in October as a combined cycle last year. And for this unit, yes, we expect an increase in the on the generation to having that combined cycle operating in full during the 2022. I don't know if you have another question, but I think this is more or less what we expect from the generation.
Okay, if I could just maybe ask two other questions. Just in terms of hydro, no major improvement expected, but, you know, I don't know if you've seen any signs at all, you know, of any change in the outlook there. I know, obviously, we can't predict the weather going forward, but just, yeah, you know, what you've seen so far. And then secondly, in terms of exports, what is the status right now of benefits that you can receive for any exports as we're looking forward?
Sorry, you mean exports? Energy exports?
Exports of energy, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a credit, I believe, you received for some exports. I just don't know how important that is, or how that's working. If you could just kind of go through, that would be helpful.
Yeah, the government established a scheme last year, at the end of the year, that allowed not us, but allowed them to make some export and share with us some part of the income. That operates from September. We have some benefit there in September, October, and November. Yes, like $5 million there of additional income for us. But with the increase of consumption in Argentina, the recovery of the industry in Argentina, we need, as you may know, we have a peak of consumption during the last year and the beginning of this one, and this exportation were stopped since November. So since November, we are not exporting anymore. And we are not seeing more exportation, especially because the lack of fuel that we are suffering now, the lack of natural gas and the lack of diesel here in Argentina. So we are not expecting new exportation in the near future.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for helpful.
Yeah. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or comments, please press star, then one on your phone at this time. Your next question is coming from Martiano Arancep from Balance Capital. Your line is live.
Hi, thanks. Martiano Arancep here from Balance Capital. First of all, thank you for the materials and for taking my questions. I have three questions. I want to wind them one by one, if that's okay with you. First, I would like to ask, where do you see this year capacity factor for thermal units? And in this sense, if you think that the lack of gas or a substitution for diesel can cause availability problems in thermal units, given the recent hike in international prices?
Okay. First, the capacity factor is another change that the government introduced last year. They established eliminate the penalty in the capacity factor for the thermal units that are not full dispatch. That was due in September and goes through February this year. We are having some conversations with the government, with the Secretary of Energy, and they say that they're going to maintain that elimination, so the capacity factor will be the same for the the units that are full dispatch and the units that have less dispatch. So this is a good news because these units are as you mentioned, with the lack of gas, these units can operate, the old units can operate with fuel. So we see for the future a lot of dispatch, perhaps not to have the same dispatch of the combined cycle, but concentrate in some periods of the year a lot of dispatch of those units, especially when we have, as I mentioned, lack on natural gas. During the summer, we see a lot of dispatch on those units with fuel, and we see for the future, especially if we have lack of liquid gas coming from abroad, we will see a lot of dispatch on those units during the winter also. So yes, we are. This is a good news having this additional income to maintain those units in good shape to be ready for this complicated period we see as a winter period with low natural gas in Argentina, low and more price or more higher prices in terms of liquid gas and of course diesel oil.
Just to clarify, so you see availability factor maintaining as last year?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, my second question is, what do you think the main cash uses will be in the near term and in this sense also? We have seen an increased activity in the matter market with new projects being announced as of late. Are you looking into possible investment here? And could you tell us a bit about how the transmission rights options work? We understand this is like the main impediment right now to develop renewables in Argentina.
Yes, we are looking for new projects in terms of renewables. We are developing, in fact, projects. The big problem right now for us is that we are seeing an increase on prices, especially related to the transportation cost, the shipping cost. We are seeing shipping costs twice or in some cases twice and in some cases five times higher than the one that we see when we perform our power plants, our renewables plants during 2019 and 2020. So not all the projects are profitable for us in terms of if you need to construct the line, if you need to construct a substation with transformers, and with the prices right now that we are seeing in the market, not all the projects are profitable as we want. Despite that, we are developing, we are trying to reach or to find the best projects to move forward. We are looking very carefully at those actions, as you mentioned. Right now, our small options, if you see 400 megawatts was the last one, there is not much space there in the line, so we are seeing different alternatives going to solar. When the renovar programs project release some capacity, of course we are willing to have an alternative there. And the second question you made is how these options work, I think.
Yeah.
These options work, you need to establish or request the access and to maintain the access, or gain the access and then maintain, you need to pay. Now, how much do you need to pay is regarding, or this is a something that you need to go an auction. So if you have competence there, you need to make your auction. How do you want to pay? How much do you want to pay in quarters? That's is for megawatt and pay in quarters, and you need to make your auction. You have a base price, which is $500 per megawatt, and then you need to go beyond that on an option to compete with the other one that won the same transportation line.
Okay, great, thanks. My last question is regarding CapEx. What should we expect for this year?
Well, in terms of maintenance CapEx, the same that we are seeing in the past, we are not having a huge maintenance CapEx for 2022. In 2023 and 2024, the thing is different because we have the extension of life of our combined cycle in Buenos Aires, and in 2024, the one that we have in Mendoza. But for 2022, we are not expecting much more CapEx in terms of maintenance that we see in 2021. In terms of new project, depends on, as I mentioned, if we can have a good project in terms of renewables that we can go and see that and win those transmission options, we will have perhaps an additional CapEx, but right now it's difficult to say because we are not seeing that it's a good moment to enter right now. It could change.
Okay, thank you. And one last question, something that you already mentioned. You said that you received $5 million for the export fund to Brazil in 2021.
Yeah, that was the money that we collect for this new regime that the government established. But this regime goes from September to February.
Yeah.
This is over. We don't have much more opportunities there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Bonet for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for your interest in Central Puerto. We encourage you to call us for any information that you may need. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's event. You may disconnect at this time and have a wonderful day. Thank you for your participation.